Welcome to Ealing Elevation, where we turn local marketing into measurable growth. Today's episode is Harnessing Ealing's Sports Culture, how local sports teams can boost your business visibility. I'm your host, John Houston, and I'm joined by Victoria Preston. We work side by side at our Ealing-based digital agency, Aroma Media, helping neighborhood brands drive footfall and online reach. We'll keep this practical. To start, give us a quick map of the sports heartbeat in the borough. Who plays where? What kinds of supporters show up? And why that matters for cafes, salons, clinics, and retailers aiming to turn match days into revenue today.
From the Broadway to the Green, Ealing has stories worth telling, and Aroma Media brings them to life with powerful content distribution to increase traffic to your websites. Discover more at aromamedia.com or email at info@aromamedia.com.
Ealing punches above its weight. We have to name a few. Southall Football Club doing well in Southall. Ealing Trailfinders Rugby, drawing families and corporate groups at Vallis Way. Hanwell Town FC with multi-generational supporters at Power Day Stadium. Ealing Cricket Club's summer crowds on Corfton Road. The Ealing Half Marathon every late September. And weekly park runs at Gunnersbury and Northala Fields attracting hundreds. Add youth leagues at Rectory Park and school fixtures, and you get repeat high-intent footfall. Audiences skew family-minded 25-55s, health-conscious professionals, and active retirees, predictable calendar peaks, loyal fans, and a trust-first setting for discovery and trial. For shops and services, that's walk-by opportunity you can plan around.
That's a rich map. And I like how you frame the repeat nature of the audiences. From what we've seen with clients near Vallis Way, the same families pass the same storefronts 10 or more times a season, which compounds recognition. Let's dig into the marketing mechanics. Why do sports partnerships outperform generic ads for local brands? I'm thinking about fan identity, the rhythm of fixtures that create multiple touchpoints, and the trust halo that comes from family-friendly venues. What are the principles owners should bank on before choosing tactics?
Three principles. First, loyalty and identity. Fans wear the badge, so affinity transfers to brands seen backing their team. A perimeter board isn't just media, it's social proof that you're one of us. Second, frequency. Leagues and park runs repeat weekly, giving cumulative impressions and chances to refine offers. Third, family trust. Sport is intergenerational and volunteer-led, so recommendations land softly rather than salesy. Layer underserved niches, women's teams, youth setups, disability sport, where attention is high and sponsor competition is lower. Backing a girls' squad or an inclusive session can deliver real goodwill, relevant audiences, and PR potential with measurable local uplift.
That framing matches the uplift we've tracked. When the community sees you as a contributor, response rates rise without discounting. Let's help owners pick the right partner. Fit starts with customer overlap, geography, and timing. If you're a clinic near Corfton Road, cricket's summer calendar matters. If you're a bar in Hanwell, non-league Saturdays are gold. What's a simple checklist to match a business's ideal customer to a team or event? And how should people think about women's, youth, and disability sport in that selection?
Use a four-part checklist. 1. Radius. Draw a 10-15-minute walk time or drive time and list venues. Trailfinders, Power Day, Rectory Park, Parkrun Routes, Corfton Road. 2. Audience persona. Map top buyer profiles and ask which club skews similar age, family status, and interests. Speak to volunteers to validate. 3. Seasonality and days. Align quiet periods with fixture spikes. Saturday, 1 to 6 p.m. or early park run windows. Note holidays. 4. Values and inclusion. Shortlist at least one women's team and one inclusion program. They often overdeliver on engagement and goodwill. Finally, sanity check logistics. Parking, footfall flows, noise, and whether frontage sits on fan routes. If two options tie, pick the partner with the responsive committee.
The committee test is underrated. The best concepts stall without a hands-on contact. Building on that, owners ask where to start by spend level. Some think sponsorship is only big perimeter boards, but we've run effective pilots for the price of a few gift cards. Could you run through options by budget, from zero cost, in-kind swaps, and social cross-promotion, up to program ads, boards, player of the match, water station, or mile marker sponsorships, and hosting a fan zone or watch party, and where you see the best early returns?
Entry tier. In-kind. Swap product or vouchers for raffle prizes, team meals or volunteer thank yous, secure tagged posts and a shout on match day. Add ticket holder discount codes redeemable in-store. Low tier, social collabs and schedule timed posts, a small program ad, a window poster. Host a player of the match award with a branded gift and photo. Mid-tier, perimeter board in a key sightline, bundle with hospitality tickets for client nurturing, sponsor a park run pacing bib or a youth kit sleeve. Event tier, half marathon water station or mile marker, finish area photo wall, fan zone table with sampling, or a community watch party. Best early returns come from blended low to mid, board or program presence plus a specific trackable offer and two joint posts per fixture.
Blending channels is key, and I like the practicality of program plus posts. Let's get granular on activation that converts, because awareness without action frustrates owners. What game day tactics reliably move people to buy or book? Think QR-driven offers, co-branded bundles, standout window displays, geo-fenced ads, UTM-tagged landing pages, contests for emails, staff in team colors, and a photo corner with a campaign hashtag. And how would you set up the tracking so we can compare match days with control days and attribute revenue credibly with attribution accuracy?
Start outside in. Create a high contrast window with fixtures, a hero product, and a QR offering a match day only perk, free upgrade, priority slot, or show your ticket for X percent off. Inside, merchandise a quick grab bundle named after the team. Staff wear team colours and greet with a short line referencing the game. Run a photo corner with a branded backdrop and hashtag, ask consent and repost best shots. Digitally, run geo-fenced ads 1 hour pre and 2 hours post-fixture within a 1 kilometer radius, pointing to a UTM-tagged landing page. Use unique codes per team and weekend. Track footfall, code redemptions, UTM sessions and goals, Google business profile actions, email captures, and social reach. Compare matchday Saturdays to non-matchdays for 4 weeks and summarize KAC and next steps.
That's a tight loop, and I appreciate the insistence on a post-campaign report. Too many pilots end without learning. Let's move to social and content playbook. Owners tell us they run out of ideas after the first post. What would a simple template look like for fixture-timed posts, short-form reels from behind the scenes, collab posts with clubs, live stories on game day, UGC reposts with permissions, and highlighting community impact? Also, what are easy ways to secure and document photo consent without slowing the queue?
Use a three-phase rhythm each home fixture. Pre-game 48 hours out, publish a collab post with the club announcing your offer and tagging the venue. At 24 hours, share a 10-20-second reel of prep, stock arriving, staff practicing greetings, captioned with a clear CTA and the QR in the first comment. Morning of, post a carousel with opening times, transport tips, a map pin, and a bundle teaser. During game, 2 to 4 stories, queue highlights, a boomerang of staff in colours and a mid-match reminder of available booking slots, always tagging the club and location. Post-game, a result graphic with thanks, top UGC reposts with credit, and a community impact tile such as 1 per bundle funds youth kit. Bank content in a shared folder by date and fixture. Consent, place a countersign granting reshare permission when tagged. For posed portraits, use a 1-page consent card with tick boxes for social and web, and snap it beside the subject.
Clean cadence, and the alt text reminder is gold for accessibility and SEO. Let's translate matchday buzz into lasting authority. What local SEO and PR moves would you bake into every activation? Backlinks from club or event sites, listings on council directories, Google business profile posts tied to fixtures, reviews that mention the partnership and event schema on a landing page? And where does the community and CSR angle fit best so it's authentic, not performative, yet still newsworthy?
Local SEO and PR, secure a followed link on the club partners page, submit listings to council and Ealing directories, post a Google business profile, add event schema to your landing page, and prompt reviews mentioning the partnership. CSR, back youth, women's or inclusion sessions and report outcomes. Compliance, confirm permissions, insurance, alcohol rules, accessibility, and waste. Stagger the year, rugby and football in winter, cricket and park runs in summer, half marathon late September. Case studies, a local cafe by Grew matchday footfall 28% with a QR offer. A Hanwell retailer lifted AOV 12%. A clinic converted 286 race signups into 47 bookings. Outreach and ops, pitch a 6 to 8 week pilot with deliverables and tracking. On the day, brief staff, place signage and QRs, schedule posts and debrief. First steps, map venues, pick one fixture, craft a UTM page and pitch today.
That's a sharp checklist. Today we covered Ealing's sports map, partner fit, budget options, activations, SEO plays, compliance, and measurement. Put one pilot on the calendar, track it, learn, and iterate. Thanks for listening to Ealing Elevation. This podcast was produced by Aroma Media, the Ealing-based digital agency, and sponsored by the Ealing Spotlight newsletter.